the estuaries. That's where you get the mixing of the fresh water from the rivers and the streams with the salt water of the sea. Shellfishing, well, you've got areas where people collect from the shore themselves, things like cockles or periwinkles. But you've also got areas where people are farming the shellfish, things like the Pacific oyster, or they're now being called the rock oyster. And then you've got other shellfish that people dive for, things like scallops, one of my favourite. The wonderful thing about the scallop and diving is that if they feel you coming, they'll shoot up into the water, a bit like a snapping set of false teeth. And then, of course, you've got other shellfish that fishermen are out in their fishing boats for, crabs and lobsters, or a slightly different kind of shellfish, obviously. But, you've got the local people that would dive for things like scallops for their own consumption, and then you have commercial divers that are diving around the coast and selling the scallops on. And of course, the wonderful thing about scallop diving is that the divers themselves can choose the scallops as they're diving around, and the only impact they have on the environment is to take that scallop. Although the bizarre thing is, historically, a lot of the shellfish from our shores used to go down to the Mediterranean for their consumption, and they'd bring back citrus fruits. And the same thing is happening now, but whereas it used to happen with fast sailing ships, now it's happening in video tanks in articulated lorries. And quite bizarrely, a lot of the shellfish that we eat when we go to the Mediterranean are actually shellfish that were caught off our shores. We seem to be so much more adventurous with eating seafood when we're on holiday.
I think what is really important is all oysters are unique to wherever they are actually grown, whether they're wild or actually cultivated. And the quality of the oyster is dependent on the quality of water which they're actually living. And they will pick up the various differences in the water type. With our river, which is water from Dartmoor and the water from Bigbury Bay, is really dominated by the Dartmoor water because of its shallowness of the actual river, and consequently the oysters are a very freshwater oyster. They don't get the barnacles, they are slower growing, but they form a better shell type and they're deeper, and their meat content is that much greater. Consequently, we feel they're really good oysters. They won the best seafood product in Taste of the West, not only a gold award, but the best quality seafood. So it's a really good river, and they've been grown on the Avon now probably for about 30 years by various people. We took over the oyster farm some 8 years ago, and we have been growing them successfully ever since.
I get some oysters out, right? Yeah. This is where the oysters get purified. So we load up the trays with 100 oysters in each tray, and then we pump seawater from the sump tank past an ultraviolet light, which kills any bacteria, and then that goes in, gets pumped into the top tray until it fills up, then it overflows into the tray below, and so on until it goes back into the sump. And the oysters just filter the perfectly pure water and filter out any impurities. And they have to be in that cycle for a minimum of 42 hours. They can be quite muddy and sandy, and they filter out the sand. You get, I can show you, when I get a tray out, you get sort of all the sediment left in. Instead of refrigerating them, I can keep them alive in this, so then if the restaurant's getting a perfectly fresh product, so, you know, with the longest shelf life possible. Whereas a lot of fish merchants, etc., they'll buy the oysters in, put them in their fridge, they could be in there for a week before the fresh drop then gets it, so yeah, a lot of pressure from us this way.
From here they then come under the tap and they'll go to the scrub.
Thank you.
Our oysters are particularly barnacle free, and you can see it's hardly a barnacle on them, where a lot of other estuaries where it's more saline, the barnacles tend to build up. But these are particularly light in colour.
They get bleached by the
sun. And can easily be identified as Bigbury Bay oysters because of that.
We buy them in a spat, which is basically very small oysters, size of my little fingernail, and they take around 2.5 to 3 years to grow. In that period, we constantly have to turn the bags which they're actually cultivated in, because they have irregular shapes if they stay in the same position. And then you have to grade them, because oysters grow at variable rates, so some might grow very quickly and others not so fast. And the bigger oysters with bigger siphons actually stop the smaller ones from growing, because their suction is greater, and consequently the small ones are not getting the phytoplankton which they actually feed on. The food which oysters live on is actually the minute sort of organisms which are generated, basically can be from oysters themselves if they spawn, from mussels, crabs, lobsters, any shellfish that inhabit the coastal waters. And they're sort of like infants, which are absolutely minuscule in size, are absorbed by the oysters, and they will absorb that, and that is their main diet. We don't feed them in any way. It's only the food that is natural from the sea, from the river, and consequently, as I say, they are unique to any area that they are inhabiting. Our markets are basically local restaurants. We do have a 24-hour delivery service UK-wide, and obviously with internet and courier services now, that is getting used more and more. We go to farmers markets, we're at the Exeter Food Festival, we're at the Devon Agricultural Show. We have door sales, people actually know that we're here, and people buy oysters directly from us at source. Our oysters obviously go to the Oyster Shack just up the road, probably our biggest client, and we work in tandem with them very successfully. But most of the big restaurants, Dartmouth, Kingsbridge, Totnes, Brixham, buy our oysters. Rick Stein down in Padstow. Number of big restaurateurs, Mitch Tonks, his restaurants always take our oysters. So we've got a good clientele base. A lot of hard work, never going to be rich with it, but it's doing a very pleasurable job, I say, in the summer. In the winter it was extremely cold. In the natural environment of the South Hams, that's really what it's all about. You know, it's a wonderful location. This is South Hexdown, this is our west bank, and this is our east bank coming through here. And we've got the old lime kiln just down at the base, and just around the corner is Burr Island. But as you can see, it's a very shallow, wonderful, clean sand area they're actually grown in.